Hey everyone, back on The Takeaway with you. So glad you're with us. As we approach Memorial Day, we're asking military families about the biggest challenges they face. And many of you mentioned the impact on children.
I'm an adult military brat, and I'd say the primary issue still is that families being separated for extended tours of duty.
I've been an Army wife for 20 years, and the one thing that has been certain our entire career has been the uncertainty.
Their entire world stops life as normal when I deploy.
Not a year has gone by that my husband hasn't missed one or multiple birthdays, anniversaries, or holidays.
People will only get so close because they're afraid that you're going to leave.
I grew up as a Navy brat. I wouldn't trade experiencing the world for anything, but I don't have any childhood friends. All my long-term friendships were formed after I struck out on my own.
Education is challenging for our children.
My husband had to go on to his next assignment without my son and I because we did not want to pull him out his senior year.
I feel that my children and I have served our country as well, albeit in a different way.
They didn't sign up for the life they were given.
We are your warriors. Our children will be your children's warriors.
Since 2001, more than 2 million American kids have had a parent deployed at least once. Studies show that while military children are resilient, when a parent is deployed, they can face higher rates of emotional and behavioral issues. Another reality of military life, regular moves, can also be disruptive for children. For more on how these situations impact children and military families, I sat down with Jamie Howard, a clinical psychologist at the Child Mind Institute who specializes in anxiety disorders and trauma resiliency.
Some of the common problems are emotional difficulties and behavioral difficulties. We see both more anxiety, a little more depression, and a little more acting out behaviors. Having a parent who is deployed is a stressor for kids. Many studies have shown this. So whenever families are under stress, the children are more at risk of having some mental health problems or just adjustment difficulties.
What should parents be looking for, parents in general, but also parents of military, in military families, what should they be looking for in their children? How does anxiety manifest?
Yeah, anxiety manifests in lots of different ways. One is physiological symptoms. So they might have tummy aches in the little kids. They might have headaches. They might have muscle tension. They might have difficulty sleeping. Then there's the cognitive part of things, which is the thoughts they're having. So they might have a lot of intrusive thoughts about their parent being hurt if the parent is deployed, or worries about what's going to happen to the parent. And then there's also the behavioral component, which is avoidance. So ironically, sometimes a kid who really misses their parent might actually avoid talking to the parent or even try not to think about them because that's their way of trying to cope with the anxiety they're experiencing.
We interviewed a military mom, Katie Kirsch. Her husband is a pararescueman in the Air National Guard, and they have two children. One is 7 and one is 9. Let's take a listen to what Katie had to say.
They don't quite understand the danger involved, which is good. But the older they get it. Like one of my husband's coworkers passed away from a parachuting accident. And so every time my husband goes to jump, you know, they think about it and they ask about his friend. And they have a lot more worries than I think the average child growing up.
In Katie's situation, how can parents explain to their children the danger of what their partner or their father or their mother is about to go through?
I always recommend that parents emphasize the parent's training and the skill involved. It's similar to a parent who is a firefighter or a police officer. Those kids can worry, too, when their parent goes to work. And so what we always want to emphasize is your mom or your dad really knows what they're doing. They spend a lot of time training for this. Or in the training scenario, there's a lot of safety precautions in place, and everyone really wants them to be safe and they're smart and know what they're doing.
There's another element here for military families, and that's that they move a lot. Talk about how that impacts children.
Relocation is really tough on kids, especially when it's frequent relocation. And when you have a parent in the military and you're moving to a new place where there aren't a lot of other military families around you, kids can feel somewhat isolated. We don't exactly live in a uniformly military culture, so people will make mistakes, well-meaning all the time, like they'll refer to a Marine as a soldier. And that just sort of exposes that they're not familiar really with military. And that can make kids feel more isolated than for older kids who do have greater prevalence of problems with their parents being deployed and with moving. They're leaving their friends. So that's really tough. Older kids really rely on their friendships.
We also, we asked Katie about the stability that she tries to maintain in her family. Let's take a listen to what she had to say.
They're always living in transition. Like, you know, we live in a rented home, and they know that this isn't our forever home. They are constantly seeing friends come and go. They're constantly seeing my husband come and go.
How, it's a tough situation there, how, what can parents do to help children deal with those feelings?
Yeah, as much as possible, if you can have routines, like no matter where we are, we eat dinner at 6 o'clock and we always have pizza on Fridays and we bring your favorite pajamas everywhere we go and we have the same pictures. So as much as you can have some of those consistent routines for kids, that will be helpful. For mom, though, she also needs some support. The research is pretty clear that kids whose non-deployed parent is significantly stressed out or anxious or depressed, those kids have a really hard time.
We know that post-traumatic stress disorder and traumatic brain injuries impact veterans, but how does that translate to their children?
For those kids, it's really confusing and overwhelming for them to see these invisible injuries, especially, you know, a TBI, post-traumatic stress disorder, it's hard to understand. They might just see that their dad is more angry or snaps more quickly, or just his personality seems different. Same case for moms. They won't necessarily develop PTSD from that because it doesn't technically count as a traumatic event for the child, but it certainly can cause an adjustment disorder, anxiety, stress, and sadness for the child.
There's a culture in the military, and that's probably similar to what we see in police culture, mm-hmm. which is also just being tough, toughing it out, you know, not showing a lot of emotion. Does that trickle down to kids in military families?
I think sometimes, for sure. If there's a family sort of ethos that we're brave, we're tough, which is true, and we don't seek mental health care, then that can be a problem for kids because they won't necessarily reach out to people who could be helpful, like their guidance counselor or some of their teachers. I think something that we really want to help the military community understand, and I think what we're getting somewhere with this is you can be brave and you can be tough and you can have post-traumatic stress disorder and you can get treatment for it, and it doesn't mean that there's any weakness there at all.
What are some of the positives? It's a tough conversation that we're having, but is there, you know, we talk a lot about resilience and grit. Are those things that also manifest in
children?
Yeah,
of course. So I remember one girl I worked with, her father was in the military. He was deployed into the Persian Gulf years ago, and he was also a firefighter. And she said, well, I know my dad's a hero, so that's what sort of helps me day to day when I know he's at work. And she's right. He's brave, and he is. Some people intentionally face dangerous situations in their life to help people. And so that's a really great thing to celebrate. And I see a lot of pride in a lot of military families. And some kids also really enjoy the travel, I would say. I've worked with some kids who've spent time in Italy and various places, and they thought of it as a really unique, exciting experience. And they don't necessarily have the predominant emotion of anxiety looming. They're more sort of, you know, happy, well-adjusted kids.
Jamie Howard is a clinical psychologist at the Child Mind Institute. Thank you for joining us, Jamie.
Thank you.
You can find all of our coverage on the challenges facing military families at thetakeaway.org/homefront.